A new study has been released today by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization and the Food Climate Research Network at the University of Oxford. The Plates, Pyramids, Planet report evaluates government-issued food guidelines from across the globe. One of the key findings in the report includes the point that what we eat matters not just for our health, but for the planet too. The study finds, however, that only a handful of governments have issued guidelines promoting win-win diets that can help tackle two of the most urgent challenges of our time: securing good nutrition for all and addressing climate change. To elaborate further is Ana Islas Ramos, a nutrition officer with FAO in Rome. Ana, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
So what's the focus of the study?
Well, as you just said, the Plate, Pyramids, and Planet report reviews dietary guidelines, especially the government-issued guidelines, but also a few of the non-government-issued guidelines in terms of whether they include sustainability issues or only health.
Are many countries making that link between environmental sustainability and good eating habits through their food guidelines?
Well, at the time when the study was conducted, there were only 4 countries that were doing these dietary guideline links between health and the environment.
And what does an ideal food guideline include?
Well, national dietary guidelines are meant to really look at what people should be eating in terms of nutrition to fulfill their nutritional requirements. However, in terms of sustainability, what the report actually recommends is that they make explicit their environmental considerations when they draft the guidelines, because any choices that we make will have an effect on the environment.
How do food guidelines compare worldwide?
Well, people have been talking about environmental sustainability and diet for many decades now, but definitely incorporating these things into dietary guidelines is very new. And in that sense, this report, what it does is effectively compares what countries are saying about sustainability. The 4 countries then that are highlighted in this report basically say the same things, but with different emphasis on different aspects. They all highlight that a largely plant-based diet has benefits both for health and the environment. Sweden is particular in that they give more detailed advice as to what kind of vegetables, for instance, root vegetables, could be preferred over leafy green vegetables for sustainability reasons. Many of the other guidelines also talk about meat inclusion in the diet, but these advice is usually not very well detailed and not very well explained, and it's not specific enough. Maximum intake levels are given mostly because of health reasons and not environmental considerations.
The study says that to have a real effect on food consumption, dietary guidelines need to have clear links to food policies. But how so?
Well, in many cases, actually in most of the cases, when sustainability is included, and not only then, also in general dietary guidelines, the countries don't implement their dietary guidelines to their full potential. Dietary guidelines in general could inform agricultural production and could also be used for setting school meal standards or hospital standards. And those kind of things, many countries do not get to that stage. So definitely, only when countries do implement fully their dietary guidelines is when those recommendations will have an effect on nutrition, and if they include environmental sustainability, then also on the environment. So this report's overarching suggestion is that countries that already have dietary guidelines begin a process of incorporating environmental sustainability into them. And the countries that do not have them are actually in a unique position to incorporate that environmental sustainability from the very beginning.
Ms. Islas Ramos, thank you so much.
Thank you.